Imagine saying goodbye to Padre Pio, and he suddenly warns you someone is planning to kill you. In today's story, you'll hear how one man's life was saved in the most incredible way. Let's listen together. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the life of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story comes from the book The Padre, St. Pio of Pretlcina by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniro. It tells the incredible account of architect Giuseppe Gentile, who survived a murder attempt through Padre Pio's miraculous intervention. Listen to this. On the evening of July 28, 1955, the architect Giuseppe Gentile, Geppino as he was known, who was building the new church in San Giovanni Rotondo, went to say goodbye to Padre Pio before returning to his hometown. "Father," he told him, "I have to go to Boiano, because tomorrow there is a lawsuit being discussed. My father-in-law, after having assigned a house to my first wife, now wants to annul the deed since she is dead. I cannot accept this because I have a son who is entitled to his mother's inheritance." Just a quick note, by this time Geppino had already remarried to a woman named Nina. Let's continue. Padre Pio didn't mince his words. "You're thinking about the outcome of the lawsuit? He'll shoot you." Geppino tried to lighten the moment. "Hey, Padre, what am I, a little sparrow?" I guess he wanted to sound brave. But the saint insisted, "Be careful, because he is serious." "I'll be cautious," Geppino promised as he received Padre Pio's blessing and left. The next day, Geppino met with his father-in-law to try and find a peaceful resolution. But the man was harsh and unyielding. "I still have a son. I have to think about him, not my grandson." So they went to court. The ruling was in Geppino's favor. Afterward, instead of joining family for lunch, he said, "I want to file the case and return to Padre Pio." But as soon as he stepped onto the street, Padre Pio's warning came true. Geppino's father-in-law, armed with a revolver, ambushed him. The first shot hit Geppino in the shoulder. Staggering, he zigzagged through the streets, miraculously dodging three more bullets before collapsing inside a butcher's shop. The quick-thinking butcher restrained the attacker, saving Geppino's life. Geppino was rushed to the hospital and operated on immediately, but the doctors couldn't find the bullet. Over and over he repeated, "Take my wallet, Padre Pio's crucifix is inside." Sometime earlier, the saint had given him a small crucifix, saying, "In your moment of need, kiss it and I will be close to you." When Geppino's wife, Nina, heard the news, her first question was, "Is he dead?" Learning he was still alive, she declared with faith, "Then Padre Pio will save him." And she rushed to the hospital full of hope. Upon seeing her, Geppino requested, "Let Padre Pio know what happened." A telegram was sent to San Giovanni Rotondo. When they read it to Padre Pio as he prayed in the choir, he simply said, "I expected it." Geppino, meanwhile, wasn't improving. In tears, he kept asking, but who will heal me? Around midnight, as he struggled to breathe, he heard a rustling by the window and was suddenly surrounded by the scent of heavenly perfume. However, it wasn't until 8 days later, during a second operation, that the doctors finally removed the bullet. And here's the astonishing part. That same day, as the friars helped Padre Pio into bed, they heard him say, "Ah, finally, this shoulder, I couldn't take it anymore." Clearly, he had mystically shared, or perhaps even alleviated, some of Geppino's suffering. Little by little, the architect regained his strength. But here comes another astonishing revelation. Geppino later admitted he had felt an invisible hand pulling him back and forth, helping him dodge the bullets. Father Marcellino documents what he heard in Padre Pio's cell in the days following the attack. When the superior of the convent updated Padre Pio about Geppino's stable condition, he added, "So you know not to spend another bad night in thought." Padre Pio smiled and replied, "And not only in thought." A clear admission that his involvement had been far more than just concern. And with that, we conclude today's story. I'm always newly amazed at how real Padre Pio's presence was for his spiritual children and for those who called on him for help. It makes me wonder how many invisible hands, so to speak, have guided us without us even knowing. But now I'd like to ask you, our dear viewers, what's the most unexpected way you've seen God work in your life? Please share your story in the comment section below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.